Europe has been hard hit by Islamist attacks in France and Belgium, but there is also concern about the majority Muslim nations in the Western Balkans.
Of course,
Adrian Štuni has written about the phenomenon of radicalization in the Western Balkans and says the high number of fighters from that region going to Syria and Iraq is concerning.
There is a lot of individuals who travel or are radicalized by their own peers. So they're radicalized by their friends or by their siblings, by their brothers, and so on and so forth.
Since 2011, approximately 1,000 fighters from the Western Balkans have joined Islamist militant groups. Radicalization can also stem from not focusing on economic and social development, says USAID's Assistant Administrator for Europe and Eurasia. And for some communities, he mentions another factor as well.
Some international influences have pushed people in the wrong direction, radicalizing them and pushing them to more extreme views of Islam. We've seen that in several countries, in Albania and Kosovo in particular, and in parts of Bosnia.
The New York Times reported recently that Saudi money and influence in Kosovo have transformed a once tolerant Muslim society into, in its words, a fund of Islamic extremism and a pipeline for jihadists by spreading Wahhabism, a conservative Islamic strain dominant in Saudi Arabia. Kosovo and other countries have undertaken initiatives to fight the tide of radical Islam, but Štuni says that the region's fragile societies are still vulnerable.
Let's face it, I mean, in the Western Balkans, the conditions in general, socioeconomic or political, are not ideal. So, yes, they do create an environment that is conducive to radicalization.
USAID's Milia says that efforts to change that environment should include better economic performance, more opportunities, and a sense that the government is not pursuing corrupt practices and is advancing society as a whole.
That's consistent with our larger development agenda, and it's also increasingly important at this moment.
The issue has been complicated by Europe's migrant crisis. The Balkan route is one of the main paths to Western Europe, and the European Union, strained by the wave of people fleeing wars, now has fewer resources to deal with the Balkans' other problems. Kira Kostreci, VOA News, Washington.